ABC Central West and Western Plains, Alex James with you this morning. And do you have a cat? And if you have a cat, have you had it vaccinated? Well, what do we even vaccinate our cats for? Dr. Georgia Ladmore is from Orange Vet Hospital and joins us. Dr. Ladmore, thank you for joining us again.
Good morning, Alex.
Why do we vaccinate our cats?
So we vaccinate cats for the same reason we vaccinate ourselves. There's a number of infectious diseases that we can reduce the severity and reduce the number of times that they get sick by giving them vaccines in the first place.
How often do we need to vaccinate cats?
Excellent question. Mm. So the most vaccine guidelines are for annual vaccination, and for cats in high-risk situations, like cats that go and interact with other cats outside or cats that go into boarding and go into catteries, then annually is certainly recommended.
High-risk cats.
High-risk cats. So I guess we think about those cats that are going into a stressful situation.
Sure.
And most cats aren't paying mortgages, but going into a cattery is stressful for a cat. Mm. Interacting with other cats is stressful for cats. They're generally solitary animals. So as soon as we put multiple cats in the same area, that's stressful in a social situation. Mm. But fortunately, they don't have to pay mortgages.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. They don't need to worry about the RBA. That's for us to worry about.
Yeah.
When we're talking about infectious diseases, what are the infectious diseases for cats?
Yeah, so the core vaccinations that we vaccinate cats for, there's three of them. So cat flu or feline viral rhinotracheitis, that's the fancy name. So that looks just like it sounds. Cat flu, snotty nose, nasal discharge, they might have runny eyes and be pretty dull and ordinary.
Cat flu.
Yeah, it's pretty ordinary.
I had no idea.
It's really ordinary, and especially when it happens in mass events, like if we've got a boarding kennel or a pound situation where we've got lots of cats that get cat flu, it's quite debilitating, especially for the really young cats and the really old cats. Mm. The second virus that we're usually vaccinating cats for is feline calicivirus, virus, which brings all the fun of cat flu but adds an infectious arthritis. And so those cats are pretty reluctant to move and they tend to have a really high fever as well.
Poor thing. And then apparently there's also cat parvo. I thought that was only for puppies.
Yeah, I wish it was. So parvovirus, the feline strain is different. And although it is possible for cats and dogs to share the same virus, it is uncommon for cats and dogs to infect each other.
Okay.
But feline parvovirus looks just like dog parvovirus. So they have a diarrhea, they don't want to eat, they get very sick, they're flat, they've got a high fever. And again, it's a really ordinary existence for these cats.
Mm. Awful. So I guess, I mean, what we're talking about here, of course, is the prevention. So, I mean, how successful are the vaccines?
So vaccinated cats, I can't remember a cat in my career where I've seen that has had a vaccination in an appropriate time frame and had calicivirus or parvovirus.
Wow, really?
So those two strains are very, very effective. Mm. Feline herpes or feline cat flu is not as effective, but it certainly reduces the severity of the illness if a cat was to get cat flu.
Mm. I mean, it's kind of similar to a flu vaccine for humans as well.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah. And it's similar to cold sores. You don't know that you're going to get a cold sore until you've got everything happening that week.
Yeah.
And it's much the same for a cat.
Really?
So those are the times when we see those cats come in that are really sick. So if they've been sick in another way or they've been hit by a car, it's quite common for them to get a secondary cat flu flare-up.
Mm. So you mentioned that there's core vaccines. So does that mean that there are, I guess, elective ones or different levels of vaccines?
Yeah, so there's some non-core vaccines as well, which aren't necessarily recommended for every cat, but it depends on what their individual lifestyle factors are. I think we've talked before about cat AIDS, feline AIDS. So that's another vaccinatable disease. There's also cat chlamydia, which presents mostly as an eye problem for most cats. Mm. And that is a non-core vaccine. We don't have a lot of that in the Central West. So we don't typically vaccinate cats for chlamydia. And then the final vaccinatable disease that is non-core would be feline leukemia virus. So
feline leukemia virus?
Yeah, so it does what you might think. Mm. It causes leukemia in a viral way. And that is a horrible disease because those cats need some really intensive therapy, but it's also highly infectious to other cats in the same household.
Wow.
So cats that are sharing food bowls or water bowls, it's highly infectious to other cats in the household.
So when you go and take your cat to the vet, I imagine that you would have these discussions and then you decide together what level of vaccine. Like, as you said, there's not many cases of, I think you said, maybe feline AIDS or chlamydia. There's not a lot of cases here. So it's not always necessary to get all of those vaccines all at once.
So you might find that your vet asks personal questions about whether your cat goes into boarding or if the cat's going on holidays with you, because those sorts of lifestyle factors help the vet choose vaccine to get. And usually we try and help you with that decision making and guide you to what we think is most appropriate.
If you just joined us this morning, ABC Central West and Western Plains, with 7 minutes until we get to 10, Dr. Georgia Ladmore is with us. Have you got a pet cat? And if you do, has your cat been vaccinated? Well, why should you? And what are the vaccines? Why? I mean, just why, generally? You're with Alex James this morning as well. So when we talk about, I guess, age of cats, I mean, I know with puppies we've spoken before with you guys, and you know that you should get a certain amount of vaccines when they're a certain age, and then you know you make sure that they don't go in and socialize with other animals. So when you get a kitten, is it the case that you wait a certain amount and get the vaccines? I guess talk us through that.
Yeah, so for most kittens, when they come in, usually we vaccinate them 2 or 3 times when they're little, depending on their age, because we want them to be vaccinated at a time where their mum's milk isn't going to interfere with the ability for the vaccine to work effectively.
Oh, okay.
So that's why we try to space it out, and that's why it does depend on age. So we vaccinate kittens a few times when they're little. Often that coincides with desexing as well for the final vaccine, and then usually doing annual boosters thereafter for cats that are in contact with other cats.
And so if you've got a cat who's, I don't know, let's say you've got a cat for a couple of years and they haven't had a vaccine, is it still worth talking to the vet about getting vaccinated?
Yeah, for sure. So we can give an update, a vaccine update. We have had a bit of a shortage over the last few years nationally of cat vaccines due to some supply chain problems. So we are trying to get adult cats back on track. Kittens were prioritised during that time to avoid having the worst diseases for the most vulnerable kittens.
Sure.
But we are back on track with good vaccine supplies.
So
if you've got an adult cat at home and you're wondering whether now's a good time,
now is a good time. And maybe worth calling the vet and checking to see what their vaccinations are up to, I guess, if there has been a shortage.
Yeah, for sure. Your regular vet will have a regular register of where your cat is up to and can help you get back on track.
Dr. Ladmore, it's always fantastic to chat with you. Thank you for coming in.
No worries, Alex.
Georgia Ladmore there, who is from the Orange Vet Hospital. So there you go. If you've got a cat, that gives you a bit of an idea of what you should be doing when it comes to vaccines. Now, you're on ABC Central West this morning. It's Alex James with you.